Hi.
Hello, this is Tom Looms here.
Oh, Tom Looms, thanks a lot. I recorded a voicemail earlier, didn't I? Thanks a lot for calling back. So I found out about you by looking at the negligence panel of this law society. And I had a hearing at a district court on the 24th of March, and I spoke at this hearing only in Irish. This judge spoke only in English without an interpreter. She clearly did not understand what I was saying, and I had to...
Did you know what she was saying?
Yes, but she didn't properly ground what she said, so I did repeatedly ask her to explain, and she refuses to do so. And I had submitted forms in Irish, so I'm convinced that she is not treating this matter appropriately and seriously. So I'm asking to instruct against her via the Judicial Council Act 2019 at the Judicial Conduct Committee. Is this possible?
Well, did you make a complaint about her?
So I have sent a form ES1 to her for the Workplace Relations Commission, but as for the Judicial Conduct Committee, what do you mean?
Well, you won't work. That won't succeed.
I mean, did you mean any complaint at all against her anyway?
Well, no. I don't believe that's going to succeed. You were well aware of what she was saying.
Right, but she clearly didn't understand what I was saying. Therefore, she cannot have.
You understood. What was the case against you?
No, it's not a case against me. I am a private criminal prosecutor, and she refuses to sign forms for...
Sorry, you're a private criminal prosecutor?
Yes, a common informer. And she refuses to sign summonses against criminals, and clearly she has to understand the forms in order to determine that...
No, hold on a second now. How are you a private prosecutor? What is your locus standi to be able to prosecute somebody?
Under the Petty Sessions Ireland Act 1851, any person is allowed to bring a criminal prosecution, including a private individual. And this is upheld by the Supreme Court, for example, in the 2015 ruling, which I had a copy of when I was speaking to her, but she refuses to look at it, and numerous other documents. I was asking her to sign a summons against a policeman against whom FISRU has confirmed I have a valid complaint, and against whom I am suing via civil lawyers over assaults and discrimination at this High Court and at this Workplace Relations Commission. I'm not sure if this High Court action has actually been brought yet, but this Workplace Relations Commission claim has definitely already been brought.
Not interested, sorry.
Can you suggest whom I can instruct?
Well, first of all, I don't believe that you've got a statutory right to issue proceedings.
Well, I mean, I have looked at this statute,
you know,
and
the Prussian Prosecution of Offences Act vests solely the right to power to prosecute people in the Directorate of Public Prosecutions.
But not for summary prosecution, not for summary assaults. And he...
I don't believe you can win that. I certainly do not believe.
Oh, can you suggest whom I might be able to instruct, who might be more interested in looking at these statutes?
Well, the cost involved in this is going to be huge.
Definitely, definitely, yes.
And it'll be all paid for up front.
Well, I can pay like about 20,000 euro up front. If it's going to be much more than that, then it will have to be phased in parts.
Hold on a second, will you?
Yes, please.
You're talking about private prosecutions.
Yes. So the Petty Sessions Ireland Act 1851.
Oh, I think that's gone.
No, it's for indictable offences. It is now not possible to maintain control. Sorry.
You're talking about a private people, private person prosecuting people.
Yes.
Like for what?
So he perpetrated assaults against me in front of a CCTV camera, and he also perverts the course of justice.
Sorry, I'm just trying to ring somebody there in connection with this.
Okay.
I don't believe you can prosecute. Anyway, I'm not interested.
Oh, well, this is a bit... may I possibly ring this Peter myself?
No.
Well, too badly, but I mean, the statute is there. It's just that the indictable private prosecutions are no longer maintain control with the private prosecutors, but the summary ones are still... under statutes, fully under the control of the private prosecutors.
I don't believe you're correct there.
Well, I mean, there is a Supreme Court ruling from 2015 confirming this.
No, try the Supreme Court today. I'll try it.
How do you mean? Will I? Should I ring a particular person in the Supreme Court to ask about it?
No, don't be ridiculous. You don't ring the Supreme Court, do you?
Sorry, I didn't really understand what you said then.
Hold on. You don't ring Supreme Court judges.
Okay, but I thought you said to try the Supreme Court.
Well, you'll have to check, but you'll have to check the judgments.
I do. I mean, I have read it. I brought it with me to this judge, but she refused to look at it.
I'm sure she did. I've no doubt about it.
So, I mean, how is this not judicial misconduct if she ignores precedents?
Judicial misconduct is... anyway, I've no interest. Sorry about that.
Bye then.